everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Bias Check-In.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Susie, what are we checking in with?
This week, we are doing another of our AITA series episodes. We'll see what the theme is for this week, but we have some very fun ones. So buckle in. There's going to be a lot of discussion going on. Claudia, what's our first story?
Our first story title is, Am I the Asshole for privately posting that I wish my coworkers would stop preaching about God? To really understand how my office got to this point, I must first state that my office is tiny, less than 50 people. I work for my sister. My coworkers have been microaggressive to me since I came out as trans. Two of my coworkers are devout Baptists who will regularly bring up God and the church they both attend in the workspace. I am not Christian and I have religious trauma. Additionally, I work on a specialized team in a small office within the larger office. Yesterday, a coworker, who we shall call A, who my team was previously friends with, came into our office and explained to us that she had been out at the end of last week because her husband was having surgery. While he was being prepped, they found a mass in his throat. It was biopsied and is being checked, and I genuinely hope it comes back as benign. After telling us how they found the mass, A told us a story about how she had found a singular bed bug on her pillow once and flipped their house upside down. She didn't find any others and everything was fine. And how good is God that he woke me up at exact the right moment. And then she tied that story back into telling us about the mass by saying that the surgeon finding it was a God moment. Now, I don't begrudge people believing in miracles and perfect timing. I don't even begrudge people thanking God for things in my presence because my trauma is my own to handle. But I do get frustrated that it is so commonplace to talk about Christianity and low-key preach in a work environment. If I were to bring up my religion, which the poster only describes as polytheism, if I were to bring up my religion, people would look at me sideways. In my specific office, at least. It is important to note that I said none of this directly to A, nor to anyone else in my office. I did, however, post it to my Facebook during a bathroom break. I used vague language and didn't even mention the discussion that led to my venting. I simply said, verbatim, that I hate that people can preach about God at work, but if I brought up my deities, it would be an issue. A different coworker, who we can call B, who I used to be close with, but whom I've been having more issues with recently than I can put in this post, was on my Facebook. She apparently took it upon herself to tell A about the post. This led to A posting an extremely passive-aggressive message in a Teams chat about never saying anything about her husband again, because some people are not friendly. Both co-workers are now being deeply passive-aggressive this morning. I can elaborate in the comments. My boss has been made aware of it all, but is on vacation until next week. I never intended for A to see my Facebook post. I've now blocked B. Am I the asshole for venting my God-shaped frustrations on Facebook?
There's a lot to dissect here. First of all, this person works for their sister. Is their sister is not the boss that's on vacation, I'm assuming, but what does that role, like, how does that come into play here? They're also trans, and like you're going minority on top of minority on top of minority here. As an atheist, I also don't love how commonplace it is to talk about Christianity, but I don't know. Feelings.
Feelings, for sure. So, naming our own biases here. I was raised Christian, I know. An Italian, raised Christian, shocker. but I identify as agnostic, and I definitely notice how much we refer to Abrahamic religions, majorly Christianity, in the workplace. Like, we were just talking off the record last week about how many people all of a sudden wanted to take Good Friday off because Easter is always a long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure. I tend to agree that insofar as faith and bringing that into the workplace, unless you work for a religious organization, yeah, doesn't really need to come into the office. You can just communicate, hey, I'll be out next week because religious, insert religious holiday that you want to observe. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, and letting your team know when you're in and out, like, unless someone asks, but even then they shouldn't really be asking. Like, I don't know. To me, faith is such a personal thing that I don't understand bringing it into other contexts. But I also understand we are in a majority Christian, Judeo-informed society, mm-hmm. assuming that OP is in North America. So, like, it does bleed into cultural aspects. Like, you don't need to be a Christian to say, oh my God, mm-hmm. or to, like, joke about being a sinner or going to HE double hockey sticks. I appreciate how they say their trauma is their own to work on, and they seem to take accountability there. But as you said, there's a lot going on. And also, I want to be very clear, my own biases towards Christianity, like, do not excuse the transphobia that OP mentions having experienced when they came out.
To then get offended and go onto Facebook, which seems like they use it as a public diary, to talk about
What else do you use Facebook for?
To talk about the situation. You are going to another public forum to talk about it. You're not using names. I understand. You did it in such a manner that, like, dots could be connected. If you want to be dramatic, be dramatic. But then, like, oh my God, now they're being passive aggressive towards me. It's like, okay, you decided to go there.
Yeah, I really draw the line at, like, well, I put it on Facebook. I didn't even bring it up to her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, so you had the sense to not go tell someone who just had their significant other have a significant health scare,
mm-hmm.
that you think their faith is annoying when it's quote unquote shoved down your throat. You have the sense to get there, but you don't have the sense to realize that Facebook is a public forum and the internet is a public forum.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as you said, like, yeah, you want to stir up drama at work. That is a choice. And that's all I can say on that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you genuinely do not want to cause drama at work, and you already know that because of your identities, because of your beliefs, there are significant cultural differences with the majority of your office, and you know it's a small environment, maybe have a personal social media policy. Like, hey, I want to be able to vent on Facebook. I'm not going to have my coworkers there.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I have my coworkers on social media, then I'll make a Finsta, or I'll call my BFF and bitch to my heart's content in the safety and privacy of my own home.
Yeah.
Like, but you got to think about it.
Yeah. And they say, like, people would look at me sideways if I talked about my religion. Like, okay, is that an assumption? Or did it already happen? Are you placing, like, the other things that people have done before into that trauma? Like, are you ashamed? Like, this might sound wrong, but, like, do you need to go to therapy to look at your own self-perception instead? Because I I don't know, whenever I see people that say, like, I used to be close to this person, but I'm having issues with them now. It's like, and this other person, and this other person. Like, maybe, what does it you say? My team was friendly with this person?
Previously. Friendly.
So, I don't know. It seems like a lot of drama.
It definitely doesn't seem like the poster and the main culture of the workplace are a great fit. And yeah, like, definitely see this, that subtext of like, I used to be close with this person. I used to be close with that person. And like, maybe you've outgrown that company. Maybe it's time to find a better cultural fit for yourself.
And maybe it's not that easy. Like, they're working for their sister. There might be other arrangements that we're not seeing, information that we don't have. They shouldn't be hiring for culture fit, definitely. But then don't get annoyed at other people's personal life being shared and then take it up to you. If you don't want to share yours, that's up to you. But then shame other people for opening up too.
Yeah, and the more I think is like it all originated out of a health scare, the more I'm like, this was not really, again, I say, oh, thanks God when I catch the red line and I don't have to wait that long. Mm-hmm. I don't want to ever minimize anyone's lived trauma experiences by any means, but that comment was not about OP. That comment was like, thank God my spouse is going to be okay. Thank God the worst didn't happen.
Comparing it to a bed bug, like waking up to seeing the one bed bug next to you, very different. I understand that. That's weird. But the rest of the story, like, it's not about you. They are talking about what happened to them last week. Let them be.
And another comment that I do want to highlight that someone posted on the original subreddit was, well, yes, we can talk about social norms, main shared culture, religion, but let's talk about workers' right. If we take it down to the gritty nitty, they have freedom of religion in the workplace, the same as OP does. Now, that freedom of expressing religion does have a lot of redlining, right? Like, I can't start proselytizing the flying spaghetti monster or whatever other faith I want at work. I'm there to work. But we can wear symbols of our religion. We can take off for our observed holidays. We can have accommodations made to respect fasting times, what have you. Workplaces are required to accommodate that. The same way that they accommodate this talk of Christianity, they would accommodate, or they should, let me not make assumptions, but they should accommodate polytheism. If that hypothesis is never tested, as you said, like, is this based in assumptions? Is this based in past experience? We just don't have that context. Then I'm sorry, but like, as long as OP is free to express their religion, but just chooses not to, then their co-workers are free to express their Christianity, however annoying or preachy or old schooly or anything else it might come across as.
It might also sound preachy because it's so much more common, not necessarily because they're trying to be preachy about it. Like you said, it's just so much more normal to say, thank God for this. Thank God that I catched the bus. Thank God that the doctor caught the mass tumor, whatever. They're not necessarily trying to make you feel less than.
All in all, I would say because of the transphobia mentioned in the beginning, because of the potential all interpersonal, like passive aggressiveness, used to be friends, no longer friends, I'm on defense between verdicts, we don't have enough information, or just everyone sucks here.
Absolutely. Going to our second story, keep it with let people do their thing. Am I the asshole for banning my sister from my house because of her job? My sister Trish, 35 female, is a sex worker. She makes six figures at her day job, and at night she does the other job. But here's the thing. Her customers are mostly all married men, and when she comes back, she boasts about how those poor sods, they think their husbands are so trustworthy, but instead of the business trips, they tell the wives they're on, they're having fun with me. And other disrespectful things. She basically talks about it a lot, especially with my immediate family. Parentheses, we're all uncomfortable about it, but she won't take the very, very obvious hints. My wife and I got approved to adopt a boy and girl, and I didn't want them to be uncomfortable. Parentheses, some bad experiences with workers. Or for them to grow up listening to Trish and making them think this was an okay thing to do. So I told her if she's coming over to stop talking about her job. Long story short, she didn't, and now she's banned. It's been 5 days, and people, including extended family and her friends, have been calling me and telling me I am the asshole, and now I think that I might have overreacted and that I might be the asshole. Thoughts?
Dear listener, listen in. This is going to become an interactive exercise, and repeat after me. Sex work is work.
Sex work is work.
Thank you for modeling, Susie. Ever the A+ student. Now, I understand being uncomfortable. I understand, or I can imagine, I don't understand, and I honestly, I'm glad that I don't have this experience thinking of siblings as sexual beings, especially for work, like beauty of being an only child. I'm just not going to go there. And I understand, yeah, as a married woman, yeah, seeing wives being cheated on and referred to as those poor sods, not a great feeling. But sex work is work. Do you come home and talk about being an engineer, an accountant, a funeral home employee? I don't know. We all do things that are icky for work at one point or the other. Or things that maybe children shouldn't hear. So, yeah. That's my starting impression, at least. What did you take away from it?
I think, yeah, sex work is work. And when they say, like, we're all uncomfortable about it, but she was just don't take the very obvious hints. Like, you get to complain. She gets to complain too. If you are reading more into, like, how she expresses, I guess, the downfalls of, like, oh, these people that I'm doing activities with are lying to their spouses about where they're at, it impacts your work. And so, like, you hear about it, it impacts your work. You come home, you want to talk about it. If you're reading more into, like, those poor sods and they're being cheated on, like, they say, like, other disrespectful things. I was like, everyone gets to complain. Sure, kids should probably not hear that. But I guess, like, when there are children, you gotta prove to adopt a boy and a girl. When you get the children, give her the opportunity to, like, PG herself down.
Yeah, and, like, referring to women as sods, personally, like, really big bias really irks my nerves. But again, for context, you don't need to be a sex worker to come home and say that your coworker was a bitch or, like, insult or, like, be derogative about other people in any other way. So that's not necessarily because of her job. The other thing that lets me know that they're Trish's extended family has an issue with this is I don't want for them to grow up near her and think that this was an okay thing to do. Then you have an issue with her job, not with how she expresses herself.
Well, that's the thing. Making them think this was an okay thing to do is how they put it. Is it talking disrespectfully or being a sex worker? We don't know.
The other argument where, like, I do have a little bit of empathy for OP is I have friends that are foster parents. They just got an amazing placement. Looks like they met their baby. And being cleared for adoption, as it should be, is an extenuating process because everyone involved is trying to do the best for those children. And I understand I can imagine the pressure that they're under to provide the best possible household and to understand that those children will undoubtedly come with lived trauma and need support. And so they want to shelter them as much as possible. But again, she's family. And like, as you said, give them a chance and you got approved to adopt the children. So in some states, having a relative who has a criminal record or is a sex worker would disqualify you from being considered. That doesn't seem to be the case for you. So if it's good enough for the state, maybe just, yeah, give her the chance to PG herself later on.
I think those are all our comments. Next story.
Next up, we have, am I the asshole for reporting my coworker to HR over food? I am a 19-year-old female and currently working a minimum wage job. I'm trying to save up for university, so I took whatever was available. I work at a pretty large fast food chain and get paid quite well. I'm assistant manager. Everything has been fine working there, but recently my manager has been acting weird. I'm usually on night shifts, so I pack my own dinner and snacks to eat on break, but I've been noticing that my dinner has some bites out of it and my snacks are being taken. I work the night shift with my manager and two other female co-workers. We can call them Julie and Hannah. I asked Hannah if she could watch my bag during break to see who was stealing my food. She said she would, and I went about my shift. Once again, go to my bag to eat. My dinner is gone, so are my snacks. So I asked Hannah, and she said my manager came in and took them. So I was shocked, and I decided to catch him in the act. I set up my phone camera and placed it in the bottom of the bag. Lo and behold, I caught him. I decided to send the video to HR, and they said they speak to him. When I got into work today, he started yelling at me for reporting him and telling me he'd been called into HR over a food matter. He called me a, quote, stupid bitch, and that, quote, it's just food. So, am I the asshole?
No, definitely not.
Sweet summer child, no. Absolutely. There are much worse things I could have thought of putting into that lunchbox than just your phone with the camera on.
Also, I missed this the first time we read them through, but like taking bites from your dinner
and leaving the rest.
Disgusting. Absolutely, like, disgusting.
What am I supposed to do? You're like, at that point, I would prefer my food to just be gone.
Yeah. And like, of course you're going to HR. There's a power difference. You're the manager. You're obviously not supposed to take other people's food. What do you mean I should have talked to you first? what was going to be your excuse? Wanted to try it first to see if it wasn't contaminated?
There's just so many different levels of ick about this. A, like, this is a kid working a minimum wage job to save up for college. The next step, what is he going to do? Steal candy from a child for dessert? Like, no, you terrible person. You're a manager. You work at a fast food place. You really cannot, for whatever reason, cannot afford food on your own. Let's assume it's either steal food or starve. Steal from the freaking fast food chain, dude. They're not going to miss an extra fry or an extra burger. Mm-hmm. You're stealing these kids' like meal prepped food.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And again, assuming that you're starving, assuming that you're pushed to this and there's no alternatives, like, you know, being a grown up and packing your own sandwich. Like, I appreciate the kid for wanting to check. But
I think when you get called a stupid bitch and you get yelled at your job and called a stupid bitch, even more so, like, being a kid, having that power dynamic. Yeah, I guess I would check too. Like, did I just ruin my life with this thing that I did? But no, absolutely not. Like, of course you should have gone to HR. That's their job. Of course you were going to report it. He's stealing from you.
Yeah, and like, I'm trying to imagine in my minimum wage job when I was 19, like, a manager, my direct supervisor, either raising her voice or calling me anything, let alone the two combined, like, I would have been wrecked. I would have called in sick for a week. I don't know what I could have ever handled. Also, I had an amazing manager, so no chance in hell of that happening.
Yeah,
which makes it very hard to imagine.
Yeah, no, also please add this. Well, apparently this was 18 days ago, but add this to your already report to HR that, like, he yelled at you and he said, called you a stupid bitch, because none of this is all right. Like, if for some reason they let him go with a slap on a wrist for taking your food, this just got to a whole other level.
That was the same thing I saw a lot in the comments, and I'm glad that more people are becoming aware of it. A lot of them were saying, that sounds like retaliation. Mm-hmm. Start looking into, is your schedule going to shift a lot? Like, are you going to get even more graveyard shifts? Like, check your company's policy on what constitutes a hostile work environment, because he should have already, like, been, someone is saying he should have been fired for stealing already. I don't know if it's the first offense if many companies would fire over something like that, even if there's, like, solid hard evidence. But yeah, like, stealing and name calling back to back, like, this guy is really not trying to keep their job.
And I guess in that, like, what you just said, would they fire him just for stealing? I think it's because we're thinking of it like it was a sandwich. But imagine if it was like your iPad, your phone.
That's very true. Because, yeah, I'm getting hung up on the "it's just food" mm-hmm. comment. But yeah, this person is proving that they don't respect personal property. Next time it could be, oh, I didn't have cash on me. You left your wallet in the drawer. Could be your iPad. Could be anything. No matter what it is, it could be a used paper clip. It's not theirs to take. Moving on. The next and last story for this episode, we had a lot of fun with. And hopefully it's going to make me feel a little bit better. But I can't shake the idea of opening a Tupperware and seeing bites into things right now. Like, that image is just burnt into my brain.
And it wasn't just the lunchbox. Like, they went into their bag, opened the bag, went in for it. Like, no. But yes, next.
Oh, sorry. One more point, because you made me think of, like, you're touching other people things. I absolutely want to double down on my, at that point, just steal my entire lunch. You bit into something? I'm supposed to share my food with you like that? Like, am I supposed to eat the rest now? Like, I'm thinking of all the cooties and the germs and the viruses. It's just... I'm going to stop thinking about this and let you go to the next story, because this is a bad rabbit hole to go down. This is so gross.
That's exactly what I meant when he said disgusting at the beginning. You bit into my food. What?
I know, it just, for some reason, like, it settled. Like, I heard you, but it's just resettling that idea.
Got it. Well, moving on, because this is my favorite story of today. And we have a lot of comments about it, but... Am I the asshole for telling my coworker that my solo picnic is as important as her daughter's recital? I, 29 female, started working at a new company 8 months ago. I was headhunted specifically for the role I have, which gave me enough power to negotiate my contract like I wanted. One of the things I managed to get was a clause that prohibited my employer from contacting me outside work hours. If it's a true emergency, they can send me an email. Otherwise, they can't even send me a text. Furthermore, I have a separate work phone that I shut down at 5 on the dot, then turn back on at 9 a.m. Another thing is that I don't work overtime. I am very efficient, so my work is done by 3 p.m., 5 p.m. if we have an emergency. I also take my whole lunch break outside the office and my coffee breaks away from my desk. Up until here, when I read it, I was like, you got work-life balance figured out. Good for you. You got so much power to negotiate. You're in this position. Life is going great for you. Amazing. Second part is where it gets interesting. My coworkers are not the same. They tend to socialize during work hours and have work left for afterwards. They sometimes ask me to help, but I always decline by saying that I have plans. I don't go into details. I just say that I have plans. These plans are 99% of the time just include me going home, reading books, or sleeping, but this is my personal time. Monday, a coworker asked me if I could stay a bit later to help her out. Apparently, she was late with some essential work, but had to be done by that night because she had to attend her daughter's recital at 6. I said that I was sorry, but that I had plans. It was a nice day, so instead of going home, I just went to a park to read while breathing some fresh air, brought some fruit and bubble tea, and made a picnic out of it. My coworker found me there, and she was pissed. She said that I could have helped her if I didn't have plans. I said that I do have plans. This impromptu picnic. She said that it wasn't as important as her daughter's recital. So I said that for me, it was even more important than her daughter's recital. She called me an asshole, and so my friends agree. So, am I the asshole? She then has, now for some important things, list out some bullet points. How did she find me in the park? The park is small, near her daughter's school. I did not know that, and I was sitting closer to the street. She was driving by looking for parking when she spotted me and decided to confront me. I guess she wasn't that late for the recital. Number 2, we are not on the same team. She asked for help because she knew I know how to do her tasks, but not because we're on the same team, working the same project. Number three, for people who are worried about my career, thank you, but don't worry. I'm not planning to climb the corporate ladder. All I want is a job that pays enough to live a comfortable middle-class life. I invested in a bit of a niche, rare skill set, and it paid me back with a six-figure salary and being very sought after. All I have to do is to maintain my skill set and keep up with the times, and I will be golden. I have had offers from all around my state and a few more. Number four, for those who say that I am a miserable loner, I have a very fulfilling personal life with a tight-knit family and a great friend circle. I just prefer to not mix work and personal life, and that means not befriending coworkers. Made that mistake early on, but I learned from it. And lastly, for those saying an impromptu picnic is not quote-unquote plans, enjoying my personal time is and has always been my plans. And I'm done.
The first thing that comes to mind, well, several things come to mind with this story. But have you ever watched The Big Lebowski?
Yes.
You know that scene? You know what scene I'm thinking about. It's like, you're not wrong. You're just an asshole. That scene was written about this person.
See, funny you say that, because the overall like tag on it is not the asshole.
I get where people are coming from, especially with a younger person in the workplace. We're hearing all the stories about how Gen Z has boundaries and Gen Z doesn't care for this, Gen Z doesn't care for that. 29 is not Gen Z yet.
No.
But that work philosophy is bleeding into some millennials as well. And so, yes, queen, like, protect your boundaries, whatever, whatever. And I also understand that a lot of workplaces have this tension between workers who have traditional families or children, out of work responsibilities, and single people or people who are perceived to not have as much of a workload outside of the office. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, parents get priority for holidays that fall during the school breaks. Mm-hmm. Or things like, well, you know, like, he's a parent, so he needs a raise, or he can't be put on this project because it takes too many hours. Granted, none of those things are going to be said as loud as I've just said them, but they're there. Like, they're there. And I do understand them insofar as, yes, you have a tiny human that relies on you to keep breathing. Well, hopefully your workplace accommodates that. But then the way that it's done wrongly is when it's saying, well, but you don't have children. Well, but you're not married. You live alone. You don't have someone waiting for you for dinner. So expecting all of this and assuming that just because someone isn't doing those things, that they don't have anything else to go home to, even if that is just going home to watch the paint dry. It's their time. But you don't have to be so in your face about it.
I think you were going well with workplaces have to be more accommodating. Not necessarily your team has to be more accommodating. Like, managers can be more accommodating. Like, okay, we're not going to schedule the team meeting on Fridays at 5 p.m. because you have to go pick up your child. Like, my mom just did that, like, with her new team. Okay, you have kids. You go pick them up at 2. I'm not going to put that meeting at 2. Great. Moving on. But it just sounds like you don't want to have friends at work. And I'm not saying, like, make them your family. Please don't make them your family. But helping out doesn't cost that much. Once in a while. When they said they never help out, like, that really stuck out to me.
Yeah, that, I feel like that almost takes more effort to try to be the person that never helps out and never asks for help than to just be like, okay, I'll jump in and support you with this, and then who knows, one day I might need you to pay it back. But like, not even keeping tallies, you know, like just helping people. I feel like that would be a path of less resistance, because in the comments, OP also clarifies, well, I never help, but I also never ask for help, which is like, again, not the flex you think it is. If I need to take time off and I'm out of PTO, which also you work there 8 months, you're out of PTO, I just work on unpaid leave and I make up my work by myself. Like, but you're not working for yourself. You're not a one-person company. So
it sounds like you want to be a one-person company, and that's all the best to you. But yeah, like, people just need to be nicer. Like, if you legit didn't have plans. It was a nice day out. You went on a walk. You bought fruit and bubble tea to enjoy it at a park. Like, those things happen, and people aren't entitled to your time, of course. But while you were in the office sitting around, you could have most definitely helped. I don't know. We've had the conversation of, like, I don't want to say yes because I don't want them to expect that from me. Like, that I understand. She also says, like, this had nothing to do with me. I just know how to do her tasks, so I could have been able to help. And we've also talked about role clarity a bit, but helping out is not a bad thing. You're just being a personable person.
Yeah, and all of that goes to my point of, like, you're choosing a very weird hill to me to die on. Like, especially because, okay, let's think it through. Like, I even tried to figure out, okay, let me try to put myself in this person's shoes. Because, again, strong boundaries, clear boundaries, great thing. And sometimes I think we've all been in the situation where, like, the coworker is going to ask you for a little bit of help, and then you find out you got sucked into this huge thing, and it's only going to be a little bit, and you're there 3 hours later. Mm-hmm. And we all learn from that. Got it. So I went, I tried. And this is mostly my assumptions about the information that we have in the post. I don't know who this is, the full situation, but OP says they're usually done by 3, 5 if it's an emergency. They also say their phone is off after 5, so safe to assume they work a 9-to-5. So the coworker, if we really want to be fiscal and, like, down to the details here, is asking them for a little bit of help and to stay a bit later because the recital, the daughter's event, is at 6. If your workday ends at 5, coworker has to be somewhere else at 6, which is in walking distance from your office because we know you didn't go home. Bro, like, how much longer did they ask you to stay? Like, 30 minutes? Like, this is not, hey, roll up your sleeves, we're going to order Chinese and bond while we sit on the floor eating it, like some episode of Suits. Like, how much were they actually asking for?
Exactly. And, like, I don't know. The whole post reads, like, presumptuous to me of, like, I'm so great, she can do no wrong. Like, oh, no, yes, you can. Because, like, when we were preparing, you said, like, someone comes along with that same exact skill set. Rare, but it happens. And they're just a little bit nicer than you. And you become useless.
That's something I've been thinking about a lot. Like, even before running into this particular story, the concept of job safety, job security. And let's be real, it is not an absolute value. No one has absolute job security. Yes, you may have a bit more job security than someone else. The more specialized you are, the more niche you are, theoretically on paper, unless your niche goes legs up, should protect you, quote unquote. But also being an asshole and not being a team player can still make your life a lot harder. Like, they don't have to fire you necessarily, but it's not going to be a good work environment because you're not making friends. No one is making friends with you either. And you may not care to climb the corporate ladder, but yeah, like, you're, no matter what you're doing, you're not irreplaceable.
And like we said, you're not working in a company of one. You might not want work friends or need work friends for that matter, but like, they're not even your friends. They're just your coworker. You have to interact with them. Why not make that as amicable as possible by doing something as little as helping out with a project?
And that goes to like the many conversations that we've had about what is a work friend? What are boundaries there? It would be like me saying, oh, I only ordered through the Starbucks app because I don't want to be friends with my barista. You're not going to be friends because you talk to them, say like, hi, I want this and that. Please and thank you. Mm-hmm. Scan my phone now.
Yeah. So I think, yes, asshole.
Yeah, again, you're not wrong, but the subreddit is, you are an asshole. You should probably consider entrepreneurship or going to live in the mountains. And with that, let us know what you thought of these stories. Let us know, again, what boundaries do you place, respect, or chose to do away with when it comes to coworkers? Let us know how your workplace handles food theft, or, you know, theft in general, if that would be a fireable offense over there. Let us know if you hear your coworkers talk about religion, what are some good middle grounds you may have found, you know, anything to avoid these situations. Slide into our DMs on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at Bias Check-In Podcast, or send us an email at info@biascheckin.com.
We will check in with you next week. If someone's going to PSYOP, see you there. And with that, have a great week. Bye, y'all.
Ciao.